In 1970s Durham, North Carolina, two of the most unlikely people became what we would call today frenemies. The relationship between a Ku Klux Klan leader and a civil rights activist would go down in history and is now on the big screen. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge was there for the red carpet rollout.
The hottest ticket in downtown Durham Tuesday night was a ticket to see the film The Best of Enemies. The movie centers around Ann Atwater, a well-known community activist, and C.P. Ellis, an exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. As the film depicts, they didn't like each other at first.
Folks in this town want blacks to stay in their own schools. I'm here to protect my family, so all the better is you don't get in my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
Atwater got in a lot of people's way when it came to fighting against poverty and fighting for affordable housing and for better schools. Sometimes she was called Roughhouse Ann.
So stories about knocking chairs around, that was real. Stories about hitting people over the head with a telephone receiver, that was real. So yes, everything is factual.
That's Ann Nakia Green, Atwater's granddaughter. She attended Durham's movie premiere. Green says she learned a lot from her grandmother.
Man, she taught me how to be strong. She taught me how to be bold, to not be scared of adversity, to speak up for myself and others that couldn't. My grandma was old school. So respect was definitely something that she instilled in me. And it's something that I try to give everybody that I come in contact with.
In 1971, there was a stalemate over court-mandated integration of Durham Public Schools. Atwater and Ellis were called on to lead a 10-day Save Our Schools meeting to help bring all sides together. Robin Bissell is the writer, producer, and director of The Best of Enemies. He says now couldn't have been a better time to present this story to the world.
But I look at these two people and this happening in the South in 1971, and that gives me a little hope, right? I mean, it gives me like, well, okay, if they can do it, maybe we can do it.
Osha Gray Davidson is author of the book The Best of Enemies, which was first published in 1996. He says this film resonates today because issues of race and class continue to be ignored.
Because of structural racism, it's not going to be fixed just by one friendship. And that was what CP learned through Anne, that the problems that he was facing as a poor white person, he had been taught that it was caused by black people.
Atwater helped Ellis understand thinking this way would just keep poor people, black and white, at each other's throats. Jonathan Wilson Hardgrove, founder of the School for Conversion, was a close friend of Atwater's and was with her when she died in 2016.
At the end of Anne's life, she was so looking forward to being on this red carpet, which is the only reason I'm here right now, because she said, make sure people know this story. So, yeah, she was delighted that this film was coming in.
And Atwater was delighted to know Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson would be playing her on the big screen.
I just could feel the love of this woman. She was not only a mother for her children, she was a mother to an entire community. She was just incredibly selfless, and that's hard to find people like that these days.
Yes.
We owe a lot to her, even me, and I'm not even from Durham.
In the end, The Best of Enemies was filmed in Atlanta, not Durham, because state incentives were more lucrative elsewhere. The movie hits theaters April 5th. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.